Children's Guide, a guide for children and young people. Previous page, next page. Welcome to your fostering home. Welcome to your foster home. Foster carers are people who help to look after children who need a home, either for a short time or for a long time. Being a foster carer is mostly about looking after children, but it is also a professional job, which means that the foster carers have to go to regular training, go to lots of meetings, and they write lots of reports. Your foster carers. If you want your foster carer to write down the name, and the names of new people you will meet over the next few days, they can do that for you, or they can just remind you if you forget the names. Your foster carer is expected to do everything they can to make sure that you are comfortable in the home. You may have your own bedroom, or you may be sharing with your brother or sister. Either way, you will have your own bed, space for all of your things, and space to study, relax, and spend time with other people. If you want to put things in your bedroom that are special to you, that is okay. Your foster carer will explain the fire plan to you so that you will know what to do if there is a fire in the home. Other children in the home. If there are other children in the home, you will be given the same care as them. So, for example, you can all take turns in using the shower, or you can use it more if it is free. You will all have the same type of food, and your foster carers will try to give you equal amounts of time and attention. Some children, including you, may need more attention, for example if they're hurt or if they've had a bad day, and the foster carers will do the best to make sure that nobody feels left out. Getting affection. It is up to you if you want to cuddle your foster carer. Other ways of showing that you care for each other is to help each other with jobs or housework, writing nice notes to each other, saying nice things, giving small thoughtful gifts, having a nice chat, going for a walk together, or playing sports or board games together. Your foster carer will learn what activities you enjoy the most. Perhaps you can experiment with a few different things until you find the best ways to help you to build a strong, trusting, and happy relationship together. Staying safe. Your foster carer will do whatever they can to make sure you are safe, both inside the home and outside the home. If your behavior makes you or anyone else unsafe, the foster carer will help you to do better so that you can be happier and safe. Your foster carer will tell you when you can go out and where you can go, and you must always let your foster carer know where you are, so they can keep you safe. If anyone makes you feel unsafe, you must tell your foster carer or your social worker. If you do something you're not supposed to, your foster carer will explain to you why you shouldn't do it. Your foster carer may speak to you in a firm tone of voice, but they won't shout loudly and they won't hurt you physically. Your foster carer should never want you to feel bad about yourself, so if they speak firmly, it's because they want what is best for you. Self-care. Your foster carer will also help you to take care of yourself by ensuring you wash and shower regularly, that you wash and comb your hair, keep your room clean, wear clean clothes, and cut your nails when needed. Your foster carer will help you as much as you need if you need help at all. Your foster carer will make you healthy food. You can speak with your foster carer about what you like to eat, including snacks, and what you don't like to eat, so they can try to make food that you will like. We hope that you'll also enjoy trying some new foods. Your foster carer will make sure that you can have 3 meals a day and some snacks in between. If you need extra food, you can get it from the kitchen cupboards or fridge at any time, as long as you are not making yourself too unhealthy. Your foster carer can help you to understand how much and what types of food are good for you. Learning. You will continue with your learning while you are in foster care. This may mean going to the same school or college as before, going to a new school or college, or learning from home. Your foster carer will help you with your homework, and will help you with your relationships with friends and teachers. Staying in touch. If you want to stay in touch with any other people, you can speak with your social worker about the plans for you to stay in touch. This includes family members, friends, and previous foster carers. You will only be able to see people if your social worker is confident that you will be safe and that it is good for you to see them. Your foster carer can take you to visit anyone who lives nearby and can help you to contact people on the phone or by video calls. Sports. You'll be able to carry on with any sports activities that you enjoy, and try new ones if you want to. Your foster carer is happy to take you to sports clubs. You can also do other fun things like drawing, dance, singing, go to the cinema, or go shopping, either with your fostering family or with friends. You will get pocket money every week, which you can use for fun activities, sweets, toys, or anything else that is important to you. Your foster carer will help you to make sure you spend your money wisely. Celebrations. Your foster carer wants you to have as many good experiences as possible, so you'll celebrate events like your birthday, Christmas, New Year, and other dates that are important to you. You may need to tell your foster carer which other dates are important to you. If there are any dates or times that make you feel upset, you should tell your foster carer, so they can give you extra support to help you with any difficult feelings. Paperwork. Foster carers have to write lots of reports. One of these is the foster carer recordings. This is a bit like a journal for you. For the first few weeks, your foster carer will do a daily record, and later on it will be weekly, then maybe monthly, if you live with them for a long time. You can have a look at these records, or even better, you can help your foster carer to write them. Your foster carer can even add some photographs of you to the records. We can send copies of these records to you whenever you want them. Social workers. Your foster carer has a social worker, who is sometimes called a supervising social worker, or fostering social worker. The fostering social worker will give advice to your foster carer about how to help you. The fostering social worker will speak with you on your own at least once a month, to make sure that you have the time to say whatever you want to. You can ask the fostering social worker to explain the job if you want to know more. You also have your own social worker, whose job it is to make sure you are looked after well. You will meet your independent reviewing officer when the professionals meet to discuss your plan. The independent reviewing officer makes sure that the social workers are doing a good job and that you're given the best support that you can be given. There are also other people, like education and health staff, whose job it is to help you. You may also have support from family members or other adults who work together to give you the best support that we can. All the adults in your life should be working together to make sure that you're given the best support possible. All of the adults who are working together to help you will put a plan together for you. It is important that the plan is explained to you and that you say what you think about the plan. The plan is to make sure that you are given good help when you get angry. Everyone gets angry sometimes, that you are helped with any sadness, that you can do your best with education or school, that you're healthy, that you're able to enjoy sports and leisure activities, and that you're learning new skills, like cooking, cleaning, and spending money wisely, which will help you to become a confident, happy, and independent adult. You can add things to the plan if you want to, and you should say if you don't agree with anything in the plan. The adults who are working together to help you need to know quite a lot about you, so they will ask you quite a lot of questions. The other people who live with you, including the children, may be told what they need to know so that you can be given the help you need. Other than the people who are involved in helping you, nobody will be told things about you, such as why you are in foster care. Plans for you. Different children stay in foster care and in fostering homes for different lengths of time. Some children only stay for a few days and others stay for many years. Your social worker will explain your plan to you and why those decisions are made for you. If you don't agree with the plan, you should tell your social worker and any other adults who are working together to help you. Feeling heard. If you think the adults aren't listening to you, or aren't looking after you in the best way that they can, or if you have any ideas for how things could be better for you, you should speak with any of the adults who are working together to help you. You should never worry about telling adults if you are unhappy. Sometimes even adults and professionals need the help of children to tell them how to do better. The first person you should speak with is your foster carer or your social worker. Your foster carer's social worker will also meet with you, so you can speak with them. You may also have teachers or other adults who you meet with. You can ask to speak with them about anything that is upsetting you. Your independent reviewing officer will meet you at your care reviews, but you can ask to meet with them at any time if you think you need more support. You can ask your social worker to give you the contact information for the independent reviewing officer. If you have any feedback or ideas about how your foster carer, or their social worker, or Sparks Fostering could do better, you can speak with your foster carer and their social worker about it. You can also ask to speak with the registered manager. Whether you have a complaint or just want to chat, the Sparks Fostering registered manager would be happy to hear from you. You can also ask for an independent advocate to meet with you regularly. The job is to listen to you and to make sure that everyone understands what you want. If you want someone to spend time with you, just to listen to you and do fun activities, you can ask for an independent visitor. You also have the choice to call Childline. Hey will also listen to you and help you if you are struggling. Their website is www.childline.org. UK and their phone number is 0800 1111. If you think that Sparks Fostering isn't doing a good job in keeping children safe and they're not listening to you, you can speak with Ofsted. WH. O's job it is to make sure that fostering agencies look after children well. You can phone Ofsted on 0300 123 1231 or email them at emailprotected. The Children's Commissioner runs a N advice line for children. Click here to visit the website. We need you to say if there is anything making you unhappy because we want you to be happy, to feel cared for and valued and for you to be successful in your life. If you want to call or email any of the services listed above, you can do so in private, or with the support of any adults that you choose to support you. If you think we are doing a good job, you can let your foster carer, social worker, the fostering social worker or registered manager know. Sparks Fostering Family. The person responsible for making sure that Sparks Fostering is working well to look after the children is the registered manager. You will meet the registered manager once you have settled into the fostering home. You can ask to speak with the registered manager by emailing emailprotected or phone 0161 262 0999. You can contact the registered manager if you feel that your foster carer or social workers, or their managers, aren't looking after you well and not listening to you. Or you can contact the registered manager to tell us what is going well. Or you can let us know if you have any ideas for what we can do better. Sparks Fostering also has a responsible individual, whose job is to make sure that the registered manager is doing their work well. You can ask to speak with the responsible individual if you don't feel comfortable talking to the registered manager, using the same contact information. Your foster carer will make sure that you know the names of everyone you will meet over the next few weeks. You will also meet your foster carer's social worker regularly, and if you want to speak with the fostering social worker's manager, you can ask to meet them. We know it can be difficult moving to a new family, and getting to know so many new people, and we will do our best to help you so that we can make things easier for you.